I know it's here somewhere. Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doctor. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And on the show this week, we have so much stuff. And you know, I've noticed I'm getting wilder and woolier as the weeks go by. I'm still sporting my COVID beard. You know, for the longest time, they wouldn't trim your beard at the haircutting places. I suspect they will now. So I need to go get mine done. Yikes. Anyway, interesting way to start the show. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Ah, yes. Now, some things about the show that I need to mention. First of all, the blog. The blog, of course, being drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the old screen. The other thing I need to mention is that on that blog, we have some articles. The first article of which, article number one for this show, is a first look at Windows 11. We have a guy here that took Windows 11 that had been released surreptitiously out to the interwebs, illegally, shall we say, and he took a look at what was there. Now, that is the very preliminary version that was released, but it will give you some ideas about what it looks like. So I wanted you to see this video. I linked to it back on June 17th. So it was a little while back. So you get a first look. See, that's the thing. Much has happened since then. We're going to talk about some of those things. But if you will read the blog, you can stay ahead of even this show. How cool is that? Next item. DuckDuckGo is serious about improving your privacy. Now, I use DuckDuckGo exclusively as my search engine. I occasionally use Bing. Okay? And that's not my fault. Windows throws it at me sometimes, and I end up using it. More on Windows later. But DuckDuckGo is definitely the way I prefer to go when it comes to searching, because it is private, and I like privacy. So there's an article here on the blog, as I mentioned, drbill.tv, where you can read all about their commitment to privacy. So check that out. Now, whoa! Early in the show, relatively, but we've got a Geek Software of the Week, and this Geek Software of the Week is really cool. It's called USB Oblivion. Oblivion. That's because sometimes on Windows systems, because Windows is evil, like Microsoft, occasionally your USB can put one in and take it out and it's still hanging around. Kind of a ghost USB. Ooh. So what USB Oblivion does, it's a little utility, free, 100% free, that allows you to get rid of those USB devices. Now, basically, you eject all your devices. This requires administrative privileges, so you have to run it as an administrator. And then it will clean out. When you click it and clean, it will clean out all of those references to USB devices. Okay? Pretty cool to allow you to do that. All right. Now the next item brings me to some housekeeping. I already said I needed a beard trim. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the whole shtick of Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. Yes. My buddy the other computer curmudgeon told me that I need to stop being so silly. Dude, I'm all about the silliness. So I'm probably not going to stop being totally silly. But I'm going to tone it down just a bit. Just a bit. Okay? And in reference to doing that, I am retiring Fred. P-H-R-A-D, as you know. Fred, my imaginary friend, is retiring. I mean, after all, I've retired. He wants to retire, too. It's fair. And I'm taking his image out of the show as an icon. And I'm going with something that I heard Harris Heller, who is with Alpha Gaming. He is a YouTuber that I watch. And he has good information and good thoughts. And one of his recent rants was, quit trying to be cute with your YouTube icons. Okay. He said, you are your brand. You should brand yourself with yourself. So I went, okay. So if you'll notice over here, actually over here, is my logo for Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon, which is just me. All right. Now, granted, me much thinner than I am now, but that's okay. I like to remember myself fondly from when I weighed much less there in that image. And I plan to get back there eventually. Okay, but in the meantime, I'm going to go with that image. So that is my new icon for the show. And toward that end, please go to our YouTube channel. You can get there very easily. And that is by going to youtube.com/, that's the slash mark, DRBILL. BILLEY. I'll get it right. DRBILLBAILLEY. Okay? So Dr. Bill Bailey. Like it says on the screen. Go to there and subscribe. As I show here in this image, click the big red subscribe button. And click the bell. Ding the bell. That will let you know when I release a video, it will tell you that I have released a video. But if we can get enough people to subscribe, I'll have greater capabilities here on the show. Dude. Now let's talk about the evils of Microsoft for a moment. Microsoft, as this video shows that I have on the blog, stole an open source package manager, outright stole it from a guy, to release WinGit. Now, WinGit is their version of Linux updaters, you know, where you can install from the command line, install projects and software and utilities and so forth from the command line. Well, they wanted one for Windows, so they went out and stole it. Just outright stole it. Now, the good news is they're talking to the guy they stole it from, and they're trying to now retroactively do better by him than just stealing it. Now, you might say, yeah, but Dr. Bill, it's an open source project, and they can take the open source code and use it. Yeah, they could do that, and they did. But, I mean, come on, you're Microsoft. You should pay the guy something, and hopefully they will. Sigh, but talk about evil. Anyway, June the 24th, there was a Windows 11 event. And Microsoft officially announced Windows 11. Now, I have a little 10-minute synopsis off of CNET of that event, which was very odd. If you watch the event, it was, I don't know, it was emotional and strange and odd and a little freaky. But anyway, watch the synopsis. You'll get the idea. But then we found out Microsoft released a little tool, software tool, that you could run on your PC to see if it will run Windows 11. And guess what? If you run it on your PC, chances are very good it will say, I'm sorry, you can't run Windows 11. Because Microsoft is evil. And they don't like you. And they don't like your PC. Now my PC, my personal desktop PC, granted is a little bit old, but it's a Intel Core i7 3770 at 3.4 gigahertz Ivy Bridge processor with 32 gig of RAM, a 1 terabyte solid state drive, and an NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1660 Ti video card. And it failed the test to run Windows 11. Now, come to find out that some of the things Microsoft's looking for are things like TPM, which is a trusted computing module thing that they came out with about 2016 or thereabouts. And apparently there's a TPM 1.2 version and a TPM 2.0 version. And my PC supports 1.2. So I enabled it in the BIOS. I reran the test. Still didn't pass. So I did some searching and I found a utility. An open source utility, not from Microsoft, that gives you more information about why Microsoft doesn't like you or your PC. When you run it, it tells you, sorry, your PC can't run Windows 11, but at least it tells you why. So what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Windows 10 is going to be phased out in 2025. So we're going to have to go to something. Our older PCs, and I use older in air quotes. I mean, they're older, yes. But they're not, like, junk. Perfectly good PCs. But they're not going to run Windows 11. So, of course, you can go to Linux. Just probably what I'm going to do is go to Linux. So there, Microsoft. Now, I haven't tested my laptop yet. That is a Dell XPX SPS 13. We'll see if it runs there. But I don't know. I have my doubts even about that one. But we'll see. Anyway, the last thing I want to leave you with is a new device that I got in that's called an Anycast. All right, so stay tuned for that. I'm going to go into that right now. All right, here we are looking at a new toy that I just got in, the Anycast. I'm going to go ahead and open it up here. Try to do it without doing much damage to the box. Well, tell you what. There we go. Get that plastic where I can get to it. All right. There we go. The Anycast. Now, let's see how this box is put together. There's our pieces, parts. It all just kind of fell out. Here is the Anycast. I'm going to move all this up and out of the way. As you can see, it has an HDMI connector here on this end, and then a mini USB on the other end. We also have a what appears to be an IR blaster adapter. At least I assume that's what that is. And it didn't come with a remote, but I'm guessing that's what it's for. We'll undo this and see what we have here. We've got standard USB A1 in, which is a standard USB 2.0 port. And then we have the mini HDMI on this end. There we go. And that's pretty much it. So this, like I said, I'm assuming that is some kind of reception. You know, maybe when you're using it with your TV, you put this around to the side. It would help to read the instructions, obviously, which we do have. And they are probably, knowing standard methodology, are probably written in English. Turn on your TV and power up the Anycast dongle by connecting the USB cable from the dongle to a USB adapter, 5 volts, 1 amp. Please place the Wi-Fi receiver, that's what that is, the Wi-Fi receiver, at a location with good Wi-Fi reception. Well, that's interesting, a Wi-Fi receiver. It's not infrared at all. Okay, connect the Anycast dongle directly into an HD port on your TV. Set your TV source input selection to HD port connected to the Anycast dongle. Your Anycast dongle now starts up and will display instructions on your TV screen. Follow the instructions to complete setup. Well, that sounds rather straightforward. We have iOS instructions for an iPhone or iPad. We have Android instructions for an Android, Mac, Windows 8.1, okay. And then, of course, it has it in Chinese, which is very helpful. Thank you for your order. How nice. Well, there you go. That is the unboxing. Now let's see it in action. All right, we're going to connect to the device with the Anycast SSID. And I'm entering the password on the phone. And once it connects, it gave us an IP address on the phone. So I'm going to go to that IP address on the phone. And that gives me a screen. And that screen is going to allow me to do some settings. And it looks like the first thing it wants to do is connect to my local network. So I type that in. And I'm now connected to the local network at 10.10.10.90. So let's go there on my PC. And sure enough, it says I need to do a firmware update. So let's let it do that. It's downloading its firmware. And I'm going to cut out this because it looks like it's going to run for a while to do the firmware update. So we'll skip ahead here. There we go. And now it's going to complete the firmware update, and then we'll be able to connect to it and go from there. All right, we're going into the application now, and what I'm going to do is, you notice I'm in Miracast mode, because when I rebooted the device, before I did, I used the setup to put it in Miracast mode, rather than defaulting to AirPlay mode, which is for the iPhone. So since I'm using an Android, I'm going to connect using Android. So I go into my Android Smart View. I connect that. Choose this device. Airplane. And it comes up. And you notice I'm up. Well, what makes that and I've already had set it to sftv.io for SpeakFaith TV. So I'm going to go ahead now and move my screen so that it's the right aspect ratio. And now I can go in and control this with on-screen controls. So I'm watching Jeremy Pearson's here minister during his particular program that's running on SpeakFaith TV.
of glory.
But I can hit the button and pause it, and I can restart it.
I'm not pretending.
And you could just watch the whole show directly from your phone through the Anycast, which is pretty cool. And I have full control over it. I can stop it and exit it. And as soon as I do, I'm back to the screen where I can reconnect at any time and use the Anycast to broadcast from my phone. All right, so there you go. That was the Anycast. And it's a really useful device, I think. So I trust you found that interesting. By the way, it was like $12. It's very little. So it's probably the cheapest way that you can watch SpeakFaith.tv, which is our broadcast network, I guess you'd call it, video network for the internet. Through your phone, you can take your phone and use it to watch SpeakFaith.tv. Just like I showed in the demo. Cool. So anyway, that'll do it for this show. Remember until next time that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.